And we're back here on the Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons. As always, it's time to check in with our local financial coach, John Kelly, the president of Kelly Financial Services, based in Hickory Hills. If you're in the Chicago area and you need help taking a second look at your financial plan, or if you need to put one together to begin with, today is the day, and the number to call is 800-477-1135. John, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Kip. How are you doing yourself, brother?
Doing fine. I thought we'd start off by taking a look at some emails from listeners who have written in with some questions. Certainly, we can't go into complete detail on the radio because everyone's situation is different, and it's important to get the full explanation. The only way to do that is to go over all of your details because they all work together to build that solution. So, give John Kelly a call if you'd like that full answer. Sit down, get your questions answered, find out if there are questions that you didn't even know you needed to be asking, and get on the right track. But let's see if we can at least point some of these folks in the right direction. We'll start off with Olivia in South Bend. Olivia says, I recently changed jobs and can't decide what to do with my 401k. I can either leave it where it is, roll it into an IRA, or roll it into the 401k at my new job. How much does it matter which one I do?
There's a lot of variables, I would have to say, that goes into that question as far as answering it for you. Well, number one, I don't know how old you are, so what is your time horizon work-wise? Number two, let's talk about some of the pros and cons, and probably that's the best way to answer your question. Hopefully we can get it and you'll figure it out. Yeah, more like we said, Kip said, we'll always come in for a consultation, but with the general question you gave us, number one, here's the problem if you leave it with your current plan. I mean, number one, you're still at risk in the market. I don't know what your time horizon is, but there's always market risk. The same risk goes if you roll it into a place with your new one. It's your new job. One of the pros about having 401ks is they're usually generally very low in fees. A lot of your employers pick up a lot of the cost, administrative costs that goes along with a 401k. But some of the negatives. You cannot take any distributions from a 401k, and let's assume that you're over 59 and a half. So even if you take a distribution, say at age 60, 61, from a current plan in a 401k or a previous plan, there's a mandatory 20% tax withholding. And I think a lot of listeners out there don't realize that, where if you roll that into an IRA, your own personal, you decide where the money is invested. You decide who the custodian is. You decide what vehicle you want to choose. You can put it where it's 100% safe, where you cannot lose any of it. Also, if you take money out of an IRA, you do not have that 20% mandatory tax withholding. You can pay that. You control when you pay the taxes on it. So there are pros and cons depending on which way you decide to go with that.
That is why it's so important to sit down for that initial consultation, get on the right track, and today rather than sometime down the line. Procrastination is the number one enemy of planning for retirement, so get the process started today. You can give John Kelly a call. The number is 800-477-1135. All right, let's take a look at an email from Bob in Chicago. Bob says, I'll be attending a seminar next week about buying pre-auction properties and then flipping them to make money. Do you have any opinions on flipping houses as an investment strategy? What do you think, John?
Well, speaking from experience, you can have your good ones and you can have your bad ones. So, I mean, it's all about, you know, luck and timing and location. They're the three basic things. And location is generally everything when it comes to property. And then also, one thing I tell you, Bob, is I don't know what your experience is in the construction side of that. But generally, when you're flipping houses, you generally do not know what you're getting into. It's not like a new construction where everything's built from the ground up, brand new. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind them drywalls that people can't see. So depending on what your, you know, experience is in the trades, are you going to have a company come in and do that for you, or are you just going to be the money man? I mean, it can be phenomenal. I mean, you can make some serious money, but you can also lose a lot of money as well. So it just depends on what your risk tolerance, your time horizon is. I mean, so keep in mind when you buy a property, it's usually not very liquid. I mean, it is not liquid until you sell it. So it just depends on what you're looking to do with that money, where the money's coming from, and basically, you know, what your experience is in the market. So generally speaking, the market has come back a little bit since 07 and 08. rates are still very low. So, I mean, you can get cash for cheap, you know, especially if your credit is good. Banks are starting to lend again. It could be a great place to make some money, but keep in mind there also comes with risk, you know, interest rate risk. If you're sitting on them, if rates start to rise, you know, you don't, like I said, you do not know what happens in behind these walls. Generally speaking, auctions, they're bought as is, and sometimes you can't even get to see the properties before you buy them. So you don't know if there's a furnace in there. You open up the door, there's the hot water heaters taken out. You know, the air conditioners are gone, the cabinets are gone. So it just depends, I guess, on who the pre-auction property seller is, if they allow you to take a walkthrough beforehand. But these are all things you need to consider before jumping into it.
Well, there are a lot of different moving parts that go into any decision. And just going to that seminar is not a problem, obviously. The big thing here is to get all the information you can before making that decision. So go to that seminar, get some information, sit down with a financial coach, see if it's right for you with where you are right now, or if it might make sense to get into it a few years down the line. Timing can be an important part of the process. So sit down, get the information, and then make an educated decision using all the information that you've gotten. You can reach John Kelly today. Sit down for that initial consultation, go over where you stand now, but more importantly, how to get to where you want to be moving forward into the future. And even better is the fact that every single week, John Kelly makes an offer to our radio listeners, specifically for our radio listeners, to get on the calendar. Isn't that right, John?
Absolutely. So, Kip, if any of our listeners want to give us a call and come on in for a consultation, we'll do a free income analysis for them. So we'll sit down and put together a free income plan for them. We'll also do a Social Security Maximization Report, which we do for all of our clients, which shows them how to get the maximum income out of Social Security. And we also give them a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, for free, which is a best-selling author when it comes to retirement planning. It's a great read for our clients. It shows them how tax-free retirement income is so important, especially 10, 15 years down the road from now when most of our clients and most economists think taxes are going to be higher.
Absolutely. Well, it's very important to get that process started sooner rather than later. So today is the day to call. The number is 800-477-1135. As we said, everyone's situation is different, and you really need an expert who deals with these issues every single day. A successful retirement plan is crucial, and you need to know that you're on the right track now so you are not surprised later. Give John a call so he can help you retire successfully. All you have to do to get the help you need is make one phone call, 800-477-1135. It's your chance to meet with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, and start building your retirement plan. Or get a second set of eyes on an existing plan. No obligation, absolutely free. Sometimes that second opinion can be the one that puts you on the right path. The number again is 800-477-1135. We'll be talking more with John in just a few minutes, so stay with us here on the Financial Safari.
This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. Let's talk about how you make your tenant feel special and loyal. Now, the reason this is important is because I can tell you that rental property turnover is the biggest expense that you will incur as a landlord, meaning you want to keep someone in there as long as humanly possible. As long as they're taking care of your property and they're paying you, you want to keep them happy. If they leave, it's a whole new ball of wax to get that thing rentable and then get another qualified tenant in there. So how do we do this? First of all, let's start by not even calling them a tenant. Let's call them and refer to them as a resident. This makes them feel special and makes them feel like that's their home. Now, of course, we know that if they think it's their home, they feel like it's their home, they're gonna be more comfortable there and they're gonna take better care of the property. Next, I like to give my residents gifts. This means Christmas and birthday. Something small, something that shows you're thinking about them. It could be a card, it could be a gift card, it could be something minuscule, but it lets them know that you think they're important, and we all like that feeling. The next thing is I would do small things and make small upgrades to that unit as reasonably frequently as you can, and choose things that are inexpensive. You know, maybe get rid of those brass light fixtures and put in some brushed nickel or oil rubbed bronze, something they like, something that's cheap, you're gonna do anyway. It's not gonna wear very quickly, so you're not gonna have to replace it after they move out. But it makes them feel special and it gives them a sense and pride of ownership again. And the last thing is respond quickly when they call you, whether it is an inquiry, whether it is a complaint, whether it is reporting something that needs to be fixed. Respond quickly. This is really important in the entire scheme of making that person feel special. And that's how you increase loyalty and that's how you keep people in your rental properties. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week, because power equals profits.